Excuse me, we're in the middle of our service here.
Yeah, that's all right. I've got to tell people about something, is that all right? I've just got a couple of things here, and it's really important. Look.
You sure?
Oh, look, your run sheet here, like, you've got room here. We'll get rid of that. That song, I don't know if they know that one, so we'll just... Look, I've got enough room. I only need a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, I suppose. I'm going to take a seat down here. If you need me, just let me know.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. You know, the thing is, Daniel said at the beginning, how many sleeps until Christmas? 11! Man, so much to do. I don't know if I'm going to be ready. I'm wondering whether or not everybody here today is ready for Christmas. Are we ready for Jesus? Well, I'm going to ask a couple of people. Let's see. Pat, I'm just wondering, are you ready for Christmas? Because I'm wondering, you know, you send Christmas cards, do you, to people? Oh, far out. Has to be someone. Does someone send their Christmas cards out? Have you sent them all out yet? Haven't even written them. Gee whiz. Mary, I'm guessing you go to some Christmas parties. Yeah, have you had, you know, you got all your nice dresses made and all that sort? No? You're not ready for Christmas then, are you? Have you got all your presents ready, Jess? No? I don't know if people are ready for Christmas yet. Now, what about you kids up here? Now, I'm wondering, watch out. I'm wondering, what about your Christmas tree? Hands up, you got your Christmas tree ready. I can put my hand up because we did ours yesterday, which is lucky. So, Christmas was ready. Sammy, I'm wondering about you though. Are you ready for Jesus this Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, at Christmas time, Jesus gives you gifts as well. Yeah, isn't that great? Look, they're just up here.
Can I grab one?
Yeah, come on up. I reckon this one. Here you go, you can unwrap this one. Wait. Didn't your mum and dad teach you anything, Sammy?
I don't think so.
What? What's the first thing you do when you open a present? No, Sammy. What's this?
Oh, you have to read the card.
So what does it say?
It says, to the world from God.
Yeah, I wonder what present he could give us. You better open it and have a look. Oh, it's not that hard. You're used to opening presents, I'm sure of it. What does it say?
It says love.
Love? God gives us love, does he? Well, take a seat. I'm wondering what the Bible has to say, though, about love. The Bible says, if I can try and read it, in 1 John 4, 7 to 11, my dear friends, we must love each other. Love comes from God. And when we love each other, it shows that we have been given new life. We are now God's children, and we know him. God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others has never known him. God showed his love for us when he sent his only son into the world to give us life. Real love isn't our love for God, but his love for us. God sent his son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven. Dear friends, since God loved us this much, we must love each other. So we've got to love each other like God loved us. Well, I've got some other presents up here as well. So I'm going to need some other people to help. Maybe this one. Come on, Tim. You're sitting nice and quietly. Here you go. What does the card say? Can you read this?
That word from God.
To the world from God. So you're representing the world. Remember that? You reckon you can do that? All right, rip it open. Let's see what this one says. Got it? What does that one say? Hold it up for everyone. You know what that word says?
Peace.
Peace. God gives us peace. Well, the Bible's got to say something about peace, I'm sure. In Luke 2, it says, praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God. And in John 14:27, I give you peace. the kind of peace that only I can give. It isn't like the peace that this world can give, so don't be worried or afraid. So the peace that we have makes us not worried and not afraid. Well, better do the next one. Which one? Oh, I think this one. All right. Come on, Ben. This one again, it says, to the world from God. Are you going to do the world? Quick. A boat. A boat from God? Not sure. Careful. Here we go. Oh, what does that one say?
Joy.
Joy. Well, I'm sure the Bible's got something to say. Do you reckon the Bible says something about joy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, take a seat. The Bible says this in Luke 1, 46. And this is when Mary found out that she was going to be the mother of baby Jesus. And she said this. With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God my Saviour. He cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. God all-powerful has done great things for me, and his name is holy. She would have been feeling great joy knowing this, great happiness. Well, I've got one last one. Now everyone's sticking their hands up just now. You've already opened one, Ben. Same with you, Tim. Yeah. Come on, Sasha. Once again, to the world, from God, fourth present is... If I had drums here, I'd give you a drum roll. That was impressive, wherever that came from. Everyone, go! And hope. Hope. Right. Well, the Bible talks about hope too, doesn't it? Titus 2. We are filled with hope as we wait for the glorious return of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He gave himself to rescue us from everything that is evil and to make our hearts pure. He wanted us to be his own people and to be eager to do what is right. Now, it says at the beginning that we've got a heart and our hearts need to be filled with all these types of things. Do you reckon that all of those things will fit on my heart over here? Do you reckon they can fit in at all the bits of the puzzle? Come and put them up, see if they work. Those people that had them? Come on, Ben. Oh, that'd be upside down. In the middle. Oh, that looks pretty good. Okay. All right, push it on hard. Oh, there we go. Gee. Thanks, guys. That's all right. Sit back down again. All right. The great thing is, God gives us all of these great gifts at Christmas time. He gives us love, peace, hope, joy. And these are the types of gifts that we need to fill our hearts with. Do you reckon we can do that this Christmas? Yeah? All right.